Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has voice that made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call coming to you live from Madisonville, Tennessee. Praise God, we're here with Brother and Sister Yearwood and just enjoying ourselves. The weather is beautiful, and they actually have leaves on their trees. Praise the Lord. That's something we've missed for a long, long time there in Ohio. So we want to get this caller here, 706. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Frieda Litchfield in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God, Sister Frieda. Hallelujah. Hang in there, sis, and we're going to read some prayer requests. We have quite a few tonight. And
well,
we're
can
have
I
Rachel...
add one to it before you get started?
Yes, ma'am. That'd be great.
Okay. I've got a, well, it's a family member. She had a, they took her baby, I think it was Thursday morning, 7 pounds, 6.5 ounces, but it's having breathing problems, and they got it in ICU. So let's remember that baby in prayer tonight.
Amen. That's right. We sure will, sis. If you want to be part of this broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, that is heisrisen38@aol.com. Praise God. We're going to have little Rachel. She's going to come in and she's going to give us her scripture. Praise the Lord.
For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world.
Amen. So tonight's broadcast is on. However, we're going to go with it. The panelists backsliding, backslid. So that you could be in a condition where you're on the verge of backsliding, or you can be backslid. So hopefully we're going to bring this out real good. And I see 770 come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Amen. Brother John, you have any prayer requests?
There's a couple people that just need a touch from the Lord, and there's also, I think Sister Frieda already brought out about the young baby that is having breathing problems, but just a time of strengthening. Really concerned yesterday on the way home from work. I was listening to a radio broadcast on the radio, and it was a news broadcast, and they had gotten on the radio, and they had actually done a survey about asking whether the Bible was the inspired word of God. And a lot of the a majority of the, especially the 20, 30-year-old young people, didn't believe that the Bible was the word of God anymore, and they didn't want to really have anything to do with it. So we really need to pray that there is a backsliding, there is a falling away, there is an apostasy that's going on, and they believe that the Bible, and because, you know, the Bible says not to remove the old landmarks, and if you get away from the scriptures, the original scriptures and the landmarks, it is definitely written by man. So we need to stay with the original scriptures and this part. But we know that it is. We've experienced it, but we know what we're facing in America, and it's just in disarray. So we really need to pray for one another that this apostasy and this backsliding, God can turn it around.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I have a few prayer requests here from Facebook. Brother Tim Hall, he's still needing our prayer. He said, please pray for us. I need a healing, still having bleeding issues somewhere in his stomach, plus recovering from pneumonia. So he's really been in bad shape, and he's an evangelist, and he really needs our prayers. He just got out of the hospital, and believe it or not, they told him they couldn't give him any more blood. His count was a 9.3, which for a male 13 to 16 is normal, but they told him because of his insurance, they weren't allowed to give him any more blood and send him home. So let's pray for him. You know, God could give him a miracle. Praise the Lord. This insurance stuff, I don't know what people's going to do, but except depend on the Lord. You know, back in the day, they used to depend on the Lord. They didn't run to the doctor every time they had a sniffle or a sore throat or something. They just depended on God, and they had old-time remedies, and you know, I believe in that. God gave herbs, and I believe if we find out which herb will help us, and prayer, mainly prayer, and believing and having faith, praise God that, you know, we don't have to depend on the insurance. So Laura Friend says, please pray for this team of products. She's a salesperson, and she wants it to take off. I guess it supplements her income. Martha Hawkins says, please remember me and my family. Thank you so much. Christina Marie, prayer request for my previous mother-in-law. She is taking care of her father after a recent surgery he had. Alzheimer's has gotten severely worse since his surgery, and he has been getting violent with her. She is the only one taking care of him at this time, and it is taking a toll on her. Please keep the both of them in your prayers. Also, Ruth Mullen says, pray for us. Martha Ward says, please pray for the Holy Spirit to bring this nation back to God. Arlene Harrison says, pray. My sister, she's facing surgery. She's scared, and she needs peace. Luanda Turner says, please pray for my sick mother for comfort, and please pray for my three teenage children for safety out in this cruel, mean world. And also Amanda Kirby says, please pray for my son. He is not feeling well. Thank you. God bless. Also Crystal Clark says, please pray for my children. And also she needs strength spiritually. So at this time we're going to have here in a moment, we want Sister Betty to come in, and she's going to give her prayer request. 661, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located. That might be Sister Gladys. My computer's trying to refresh itself to turn on her mic, so if you're talking, Sister Gladys, I apologize. Having computer trouble over here, but we're going to get that going here in just a minute. If you want to be part of this broadcast, we encourage you to call in 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Praise God. So Sister Betty's going to come in. She's going to give us our her prayer request, and then I'm going to work on this computer some.
I just want to praise the Lord for everything that he's doing and for what he's going to continue to do. And we've got Randy Richardson. He's having surgery on his neck to clean out some arteries. And he's wanting everybody to remember him. Pastor Rick Harris needs a healing. His brother Bob Harris needs a healing. He's been in the hospital. Jim Parker has bone cancer, and the doctor's told him they can't do nothing else for him. And Kelly Meredith Trujillo has lupus, fibromyalgia, 4 brain tumors, fluid on the left side of the brain, an AR frontal VP shunt. She's got rheumatoid arthritis and osteoporosis. Insomnia, kidney failure, degenerative joint disease, mild scoliosis in the back, and chronic fatigue. So remember this lady. And my niece Brenda Moses has been told that she's going to be getting a kidney transplant, so remember her. And Sandra Combs, she had a stroke sometime back, and she still needs a complete healing in her body. We thank God for what he's already done for. My great-nephew, Wyatt Corden, has they found out that he's allergic to dairy products. He's 2 years old, and they're trying to figure out what they can feed him, so just pray for him. Wayne Ronald is in the hospital and needs strength. And Garmin has cancer, had surgery, and she wants everyone to pray that it is all gone. And pray for my brother Larry. He's in need of prayer tonight. Eddie Bolton has back problems. He's needing a healing. Keith Green has cancer. Remember Fred Brannon. He needs our prayers tonight and strength in his body. Pearl Phillips fell and busted her head, and the doctors found some tumors in her head, so remember her. And Debbie Edinburgh has cancer all through her body, and she needs a miracle. Brother John got a grandson with 2 types of cancer, and he needs God to move on this situation. And another grandson that has a rare disease. Pastor Fritz needs a healing. Clint Hampton needs healing and salvation. And Pastor Clayton Brown has Alzheimer's. So remember him, and also this baby with a breathing problem. Remember all of our kids that need to be saved.
Praise God. We also want you to remember Sister Eula Green there by Eddyville or Catawba. Kentucky, remember her as well. Sister Gladys, is that you, sis?
Yes, that's me. It may have been my computer, sis.
No, it was us. It shows me a red light when your mic is on, and it was showing blue, and it wouldn't let me turn it on. But we got it going now, sis. Do you have a prayer request?
Great. Yes, I do. Someone had posted on Facebook that someone was in really bad shape. His name was Mike Miller. He just had a stroke. Another lady, her name is Dana. She's got cancer. Pray for Tim. He's not feeling well tonight. I was hoping to have you guys pray for my health and for a prayer covering over my children, as we are going to be facing some things the next few weeks, but God knows all about it. Just keep us covered in prayer. And I believe that's, my uncle, Gary. My Aunt Edith, she just got out of surgery, and then I'm not sure. There was, I think, another one. But for now, that's all I can think of.
Amen. Praise God. If you want to be part of this broadcast, if you have a prayer request and you'd like to turn that in before we pray, it's 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. And we'll hold off on praying right now to give you time to call in. And if you have a testimony, call in, and that would be great, too. Sister Frida, you go ahead and come in, sis, and obey the Lord.
All right. Well, I got some more prayer requests and a praise report, too. I've got another family relative. She's pregnant, and she's got a rash, and we're supposed to get some cream today to put on the rash. But remember her, she's pregnant and having a rash. I think they said it might be hormonal balance, but you know how that goes. And then I got another neighbor up the street. They're supposed to do a PT scan. They found out last Monday he had melanoma on his neck. So they're going to check out on the other side to see what they found, some lumps on there. So keep him, and his name is Charles Harp. And keep his daughter, Jan Harp, in your prayers too. And then a praise report. I was able to get some energy assistance this year, and so I was able to pay on my electricity bill. I finished my April bill, and I've got some more money going towards maybe the next 2 more months. So I praise the Lord that he's working. If we just leave it over to him and let him go with it.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to be reading first from Psalm 78. I'm going to start in verse 56 through 58. Yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God and kept not his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful boat, for they provoked him to anger with their high places and moved him to jealousy with their graven image. You know, I don't want to, and I told somebody today, he said, the only thing that you can't be forgiven from, I said, yes, blaspheming the Holy Ghost is the only thing that you cannot get forgiveness for. And he said, okay. But, you know, we have to be, some people do not read the Word like we do. We are walking Bible to these other people out there in this land. I do not want to say the wrong thing. So one of my prayers every morning, Lord, guide me and direct me. Tell me what to say, what to do, where to go. You know, if we listen to what he tells us in a still, small voice, he'll tell you what direction he wants you to go. He'll tell you what to say when people throw things out to you. He gives you the answer if you would just sit and listen. Okay, and the other one is 2 Timothy 2, and I'm going to start in verse 11 and go to verse 13. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. You know, that means we've been reading scripture in the church lately. If we die to flesh, we are going towards be with the Lord. He will go that way. And then this next one is, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. I don't want him to tell me, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Verse 13, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. So we're his vessels. And once we listen to him, what he says and what he tells us to do, we won't be disobedient. We'll be obedient. And that's the way I want to be, obedient. Back to y'all.
Praise God. That's a good word, sis. You want to be part of this broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. We're talking about backsliding or backslid. And we just praise God. You know, I always heard a preacher, too, that we have a lot of confidence in, had said, actually, I'll just tell you who it is, Brother Bill Hicks, said if the backslider would have just prayed one more time, he believed they wouldn't have backslid. And, you know, that's where we got to, when we feel down and we feel low and we feel like that our prayers aren't going no higher than the ceiling. We need to stay down there just a little bit longer until we pray through. Praise God. I'm going to come to you with this here song, and then we're going to have Brother John to come in and obey God. And we appreciate you, Sister Frieda, and we haven't heard you in a while, and we're so thankful that you were able to come on tonight, and thank God for that great testimony, how the Lord's moving. And, you know, there's benefits in this, in serving God. And just when we think it's the midnight hour, God shows up. And then when we can't do nothing and our back's against the wall, that's when God begins to move, because he shares his glory with nobody. Praise the Lord. So we're going to come to you here with this here song here in just a moment. Praise the Lord. Brother John, why don't you go ahead and obey God, brother?
All right. I appreciate that. Sister Green, appreciate the opportunity. Amen. Tonight, God was beginning to deal with me. I was sort of sitting here. We were thinking about the prayer requests as they come forth. Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 2 tonight. Jeremiah chapter 2. And go a little farther, but as I was praying and listening to the requests, and as I was praying, you know, silently as we were praying over these requests, and then there are some things, and so God began to deal with me up a little further in the chapter. So we're going to be in Jeremiah chapter 2 tonight, and Hebrews 5 and 6, chapter 5 and chapter 6. But Jeremiah chapter 2, starting with verse 4 now, because God is the, you know, as the Bible says in Psalms 109 verse 15, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path." And amen, as we go, and amen, as God opens up, amen, the path of life, as he declares in Psalm 16 and 11, you know, we find, amen, that we go down more of this path. And the Bible says, I believe it's in Psalms, it talks about that the path of the just shining more and more to a light there. And as it's coming there, and God began to deal with me by the Spirit of the Lord, as Sister Frieda was speaking, and the different ones, Sister Gladys, and Brother Sister Green and Sister Betty, as she was going out the prayer request. But here in Jeremiah chapter 2, starting with verse 4, it says, "Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? What is we found in the Lord tonight, amen, that he was guilty, that we would walk away from him?" That's what he's asking the house of Israel. That's what he was asking his own children, amen, the whole families that he had delivered, amen. That's what he's asking us tonight, church. What have we found in him that we would walk away from him and not go along or walk in agreement? You know, the Bible says, I believe it's in Amos 3 and 3, can two walk together except they be agreed? Tonight, amen, we need to know that we're walking in agreement with the Lord Jesus Christ and with the Word of God. Verse 6 says, "Neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt?" Where is the Lord? They didn't even ask where the Lord was. He had brought them through. Church, tonight, you need to know, amen, that God has brought you through, amen. Hallelujah. He's brought you out of your bondage, amen, of Egypt, where it represented bondage and turmoil and trouble, amen. He's brought you through to Egypt. He brought you through the drought. He brought you through the shadow of death. You know, David said in Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou art with me," amen. The Lord is with you no matter where you go. He's brought you through. You have to understand whether you're a believer or not, amen. And just like Sister Green said, Brother Hicks said, amen, that, hallelujah, the backslider, if he would have known, amen, or he or she would have known, amen, and falling away to apostasy. But here was one that had been delivered out of their turmoil. Here was one that cried out, amen. You know, so we're so easily, amen, to cry out in our torments, in our trials, in our burdens. And once we get delivered, once we get out of our circumstance, once we get out of our situation, we no longer cry out to the God. We think we don't need him anymore, and we no longer walk with him. Amen. That's what he's asking. He said, what did you find in me all of a sudden that you would walk away from me, that you would leave me? Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I would never leave you, forsake you.
He's brought us through that land of drought. He's brought us through, amen, where no man had dwelt. Verse 7, and I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. He said, I brought you to a good place. Oh, there's a place by him tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ, which he show you his glory as he did Moses, amen. There's a cleft of the rock, amen. That rock is Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says they were talking about there and there and there by, amen, the place of strife and bitterness, amen, that they had come, amen. There was no water, and over 650,000 people had walked in there, amen, and they all thirsted, amen. And Moses was instructed, amen. Hallelujah, to smite the rock, and that rock in the midst of the wilderness, that rock was Christ. And you know what? That rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, is in the midst of your wilderness, in the midst of your desert, the midst of your desolations. Amen. And he's been smitten. Amen. In fact, the Bible says in Isaiah 53 that he was smitten, stricken. Amen. And we, as we turned as our face from him, because we believe that it was God who had smitten him, God who had done this thing, but it wasn't God. It was God's mercy and grace. Amen. As he come, amen. As a son that had laid down his life, as Isaac did, amen. We know that in John chapter 15, verse 13, I believe it is, it says, greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for a friend. Amen. And he was smitten, amen. And as we come, amen. He said, why did you turn the goodness that I've given you, amen, and defile my land, amen. The Bible says, amen, that it's not what goes into a man's mouth, amen, that defiles him, but what comes out of it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, amen. Hallelujah. And we need to know tonight, amen, what are we putting in our heart? What are we putting into our lives? Are we putting the word of God? David said in the Psalms, he said, hide thy word in my heart, that I might not sin against me. But amen, the nations, amen, cannot hide the word of God if they don't believe that it's the word of God, if they don't believe it's an inspired word of God. They believe that's the word of men, but you need to know tonight in John chapter 6, somewhere around verse 42, it declares that the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. This word of God that's going forth will give you life, and not only will it give you life, but it will give you life abundantly according to John chapter 10. You need to know that he is the door to the sheepfold. He is the entrance way, the everlasting entrance way into the kingdom of God. Amen. In the kingdom of God tonight, you need to know that it comes without observation, for the kingdom of God is not something you look for, but it's something that's within you tonight. For the kingdom of God is within you. And the kingdom of God, amen, is not meat and drink, according to Romans, but it is joy, peace, and the righteousness, amen. And you need to know that that Spirit of God wants to dwell down on the inside of you as you walk in agreement with the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he brought you to a place of inheritance. But we defy, we made his heritage, amen, an abomination, a thing of hatred, amen. And the Bible says in Jeremiah 2:8, he said, the priest said not, where is the Lord? Here's the ministry. They know us where the Lord is. Here was the people who had been delivered. They didn't ask where the Lord is. Amen. We've been delivered. We've come to a place of promise. We dwell in a land, amen, flowing with milk and honey. We've been the abundance of blessing, but no one is asking, where is the Lord? Where is the Lord? Where is he that brought us out? Where is he that delivered us? We're not seeking the Lord. We're not asking for him. The priest, the ministry didn't ask where the Lord was, and this was happening in Israel at that time. Where is the Lord? And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me. And here was his own priests. They didn't ask for him. Here was his own pastors. They had rebelled against him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the prophets prophesied by Baal. Amen. A false idol God. They were false prophets. Amen. Prophecies for the church. But it had been turned aside. It had been turned away. And walked after the things that do not a prophet. In verse 9 he said, wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. Oh, God is reaching out to us tonight, church. By his word, he's pleading, amen. He said, in all this, you know, he could have turned aside. He could have turned away, but in all this, he will plead with you tonight. He will plead for you to come to him. He will plead for you to come to back home. He will plead to you to come back unto the Father. Amen. That's what John did. Amen. According to Malachi chapter 4. Amen. That he come in the Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, this is, if you can receive it, This is, hallelujah, Elijah the prophet. He's speaking of John, amen, John the Baptist, amen, who was a voice in the wilderness, crying out, amen, making a way for the Lord, making a way for each and one of you. He was that best man in the marriage, and he would hand the children of Israel over to the Lord Jesus Christ, who was the groom. Amen, and not only Israel, but those who would believe, amen, those are the Jews anyway, amen, because circumcision is not, amen, on the outward of the flesh, but is of the heart tonight, according to Romans, and the Bible says, hallelujah, verse 10, for Passover the house of Shechem, and see, and send into Kedar, consider diligently, and see if there have been such a thing. See if there had been such a thing. Here's what was happening. Here was God pleading with his children. And the Bible says, and not only with his children, but with his children's children. All the generation, amen. God was pleading for them to come back home. Amen. But not a one asked for him. Not a one sought for him. Here was the priest. Here was the prophet. Here was the pastor. Here was the ministry. Amen. They esteemed him like the man on Jericho who fell among thieves. Hallelujah. Just like the Lord Jesus Christ fell among thieves on the cross. Amen. And the ministry, amen. Hallelujah. The high priest, amen. The religious world hung him on the cross. Hallelujah. They come out against him in the garden and delivered him up. Hallelujah. He fell among thorns. Amen. He was a seed that fell among, amen, the thorns. Hallelujah. Among thieves. Hallelujah. But we find tonight that the Bible says, verse 11 says, have the nation changed their God, which are yet no God? But my people have changed their glory for that which is not profit. Oh, church tonight, we've changed the glory of God. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, amen, that the creation, amen, changed the glory of God and are worshiping the creature rather than the creator tonight. Hallelujah. We've come. Amen. We've changed the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says all of sin comes short of the glory of God.
That's
and
right.
That's where we're coming to a place of coming short of the glory of God. Church, tonight, the glory of God come down among us. John said in John chapter 1, and we beheld his glory, talking about his glory was his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he said, we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Peter and John were eyewitnesses of his majesty. There on Mount Transfiguration, there was a changing. There was a moment. Job said, amen, thou come until my change come. Oh, church, there needs to be a change tonight. We need to change our hearts. Amen, amen. We need to have a broken and contrite spirit tonight to turn back to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Jeremiah 2 and 12, be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. There was a time of fear, a time of reverence. He said, from verse 13, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. You know, many years, amen, a lot of people are looking for fountains of living water, fountains going into healing water, going where the troubled waters are there in the sheep market, of Bethesda, hallelujah, going to different places where there are healing waters and where there's sober water. But I'm telling you tonight, the healing waters is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the living fountain. And you, the mouth cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Amen. They have the living fountain. Church, tonight, you have the living fountain. But those of you underneath the sound of my voice, you dug out your own cistern. You started digging out your own well. And that old well, amen, where you're trying to hold the water, amen, is not holding the water of life. It's holding no water. You need to know that there's death, amen, as they were putting in the pot. There's death in the pot. I prophesy to you tonight, be careful because there's death in the pot. Hallelujah, but God, amen. And just like Sister Green said, there are herbs in the beginning, amen. He gave you every herb-yielding seed at every tree, amen. That's what we came out there. That's what we were to originally eat. That's what we were originally to take in. Hallelujah. And I know tonight, as she was asking for a request for Tim Hall, that he's bleeding. Oh, the Bible says by the prophet Ezekiel 16 and 6, I saw thee when thou was polluted in thy blood, and yea, I say live. I saw thee when thou was polluted in thy blood, and yea, I say live. That will stop the flow of blood. Amen. God's word is true tonight, church. And the Bible says, is Israel's servant, is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled. Hallelujah. The young lions roared upon him and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burned without inhabitants. Amen. Israel came to a place. The young lions, amen, which are devourers. Come on, church. The Bible says, I believe it's in 1 Peter 5:8. Oh, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. You need to know tonight that there are devouring lions in the land. But I'm telling you tonight, you can get to a place where no lion can come except for the lion of Judah, which is of the tribe of Israel. Amen. Hallelujah, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says also the children of Noph and Tophanes have broken the crown of thy head. Here, Israel. Come on, church. I'm talking about the children of the living God. He has brought them to a place of promise. He has brought them to the place. But amen, because of the way they walk, some of you underneath the sound of my voice have come to the place just like the children of Israel did, just like believers who have walked with him. Amen. Your young lads have come in and destroyed and devoured your place. Amen. The people, amen, of Nob, which is Memphis, which was there in Egypt. Hallelujah. In the capital, in Tophanes. They've broken the crown of the head of the children of God. Church, you know, the Bible said to him to hold on to the end. He said, hold fast to that which you have, and I will give you the crown of life. You don't need to lose that crown, amen, that God has given you. Oh, it was flowers, amen, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 17, hast thou not procured this unto thyself, and that thou hast that forsaken the Lord thy God when he led thee by the way? You lost your crown. You lost your prize. You lost the thing because you've forsaken the Lord in the way. When God brought you through the way, some of them have failed. And just like Sister Freda wrote there in Psalm 78, oh, it was a day of, boy, he said, harden not your heart as the days of provocation. His own children who had been brought to the place of promise, his own children who saw it physically with their eyes, who not only saw it, they experienced it, amen, for 40 days. Yet in all that, even as the Lord God had told him, go in and possess the land. Oh, church, tonight, all we got to do is go in and possess the promise. You have to understand tonight, this is a finished work. The Lord Jesus Christ is sitting down. That means it's a finished work. Amen. He didn't sit down until it was finished. He said on the cross, it is finished. This is a finished work. Amen. This is a house that is built that we don't have to no longer build, that God has built. He is just the Lord Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. All we have to do is come up there into them and be the lively stones added to the chief cornerstone. All we have to do is walk with him and be with him. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 18, and now what hast thou to do in the way of Egypt to drink the waters of Sihor? Or what hast thou to do in the way of Assyria to drink the waters of the river? He asks the question, what are you doing on the way to Egypt? Are you there to drink the waters of the world? Amen. Tonight, amen. He said, if you'd ask of me, he told the woman of the well, John chapter 4, if you'd ask of me, I'd give you a drink, you'd never thirst again. But those that were walking with him, they went back to the world. They done that like the dog. They returned to the proverb, they're back to the vomit. They done like the sow, amen. She turned back to the wallow. Those of you, you've been walking in the blood. I'm speaking to you tonight. You've been walking in the blessings of God. You've been basking in the blessings of God. He's given you the former and the latter rain together. And in all the blessings, in the very time, amen, you've been so much, but all of a sudden now, amen, you stop walking with him. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof, all the ways of death, in Proverbs. And we need to know tonight. Hallelujah. In verse 19, he said, thy own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding, thy apostasy shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. In other words, you don't reverence me anymore. You don't respect me anymore. You know, the Bible says, hallelujah, I believe it's in Deuteronomy 10. Hallelujah, I think it's verse 12. It says, and now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, to love him and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day, for thy good. God gives you commandments, church, for your good. It's for your own good. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, now we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Are you a part of that call tonight? Amen. All you got to do is answer. In verse 19, hallelujah, or going on, amen, excuse me, to verse 20. For a whole time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou said, I will not transgress. Amen. When in old days he broke the yoke of their flesh. He broke the yoke of their bondage. The Bible says in Isaiah 10:27, in that day of the yoke, when the Assyrians come, amen, that was on the show, he said in that day, and the yoke shall destroy the anointing. Something destroyed cannot be put back together again. It's completely destroyed. When God delivers you, who the Son has set free is free indeed. You've been set free by the power of God. Amen. There's a new yoke tonight, but it's not heavy, amen, and it's been slight, according to Matthew chapter 28, amen, verse 11 through 28 through 30, hallelujah, and so, hallelujah, so we find, verse 21, yet I planted thee a noble vine, only a ripe seed. When this thing began, it was a noble vine. The Bible says in John chapter 15 that Jesus Christ is the true vine. That's a part of that vine. Israel was a vine. The children of Israel, the children of God are a vine. Amen. A vine coming forth. But it was a noble vine. It was a ripe seed. But how then are thou turned into a degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? We've become a stranger to him. And just like Sister Frieda said, there's going to be a day, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Amen. We'd even say, did we not cast out devils in thy name? Did we not do this and did we not do that? No, your workers are iniquity. Come, he said, when they come and knock on the door will already be closed. He said, depart from me, thou worker of iniquity. In other words, the worker of your own guilt. I knew you not. Tonight, amen, you're not saved by your works. You're saved by the grace of God. It's not the things you've done. It's not it's not how many messages you preach or how many revivals you've been in, but it's how much that you've been in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He said that, hallelujah. He said in verse 22, for though thou wash thee with nitre and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord God. Although our sins shall be red as crimson, they shall be as white as snow. The Bible says by the prophet Isaiah, come, let us reason together. We've got to reason together tonight, church. Hallelujah. We've got to reason together with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There are those, amen. He said, thou almost persuaded me. Agrippa said to the apostle Paul, thou almost persuadest me to be a Christian. Amen. Hallelujah. But tonight you need to know, almost won't get it tonight. Almost won't mark it tonight. No matter how much you wash with the night, even as Pilate himself washed his hands, amen, he thought that would mark him, that he would not be unclean. But you need to know tonight, who shall stand in his holy hill? Oh, he that has clean hands and a pure heart. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says you are clean by the words I have spoken unto you in John chapter 15. Jeremiah 22:23, how canst thou say, I am not polluted? I am not going after Balaam. See thy way in the valley? Know what thou hast done? Thou art a swift dromedary. That's a camel traversing her ways. Last week we were talking about seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And amen, now Israel had come, the children of God had come to a place. And they say, oh, you know, we've not went away from you. But you know what? The church of the living God, the believers, amen, they're like a camel that has went its own way. They're like a wild donkey. The Bible says in verse 24, a wild donkey used to the wilderness, snuffed out left the wind at her pleasure. In her occasion, who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves in her month. They shall find her. Withhold thy foot from being unshod, and thy throat from thirst. But thou said, there is no hope. No. For I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. This was talking about, amen, they begin to love strangers. Amen, they begin to follow after strangers. Oh, the Bible said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. John chapter 10 tonight. Some of you have turned away to the voice of the stranger. Some of you have turned away to strange doctrines tonight and strange beliefs. But tonight, church, don't follow the voice of the stranger. You know, we're taught as young people, we're taught growing up, amen, or used to be taught, I don't even know if they teach it anymore, not to follow the stranger. We have here in Georgia, in the last few weeks, just an ungodly amount of men trying to pick up young teenagers and young boys and all these kind of things in the school, amen. And hallelujah, stranger attacking to take them away, amen. And tonight we need to know, amen, all we have to do is follow the voice of the shepherd. And the Bible says, as the thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, saying to a stock, in other words, that's a tree, Thou art my father into stone. Thou hast brought me forth. For they have turned their back unto me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. In the times of their trouble, David said, what times I am afraid, I will trust in him. But they are come. They've turned their back. Amen. Amen to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn over real quick, and then I'm going to get back to Brother and Sister Green, but over to Hebrews chapter 5, and starting with verse 5, it says, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and the priesthood, he says, so also is Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. This is the unchangeable priesthood. Who in the days of his flesh, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, when he had offered up prayers, when in the days of the Lord, when he was in his flesh, and offered up prayers and supplication, with strong crying and tears with him, unto him, that was able to save him from death, and was heard that he feared. In other words, he respected. He reverenced the Father. Though he was a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Even though Jesus was the Son of God, he still learned obedience by the things he suffered in his flesh. And being made perfect, complete, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. When we obey him, he makes us perfect and complete in him because we obey him. Called of God, a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. You know, we've also been called after the same order tonight in the same priesthood. Amen. It's the high priest of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:9, I believe it is, and 10, for you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, that you've been called, amen, out of darkness into his marvelous light, that we should show forth his praises. Amen. And the Bible says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. In other words, you couldn't say what you heard because your ear, you don't have an ear to hear tonight. Faith comes by hearing in Romans chapter 10 and hearing by the word of God. But the Bible says in the book of Revelations, when he's speaking to the seven churches of Asia, he said, he that hath ear, let him hear. Tonight, the church, do you have an ear to hear the voice of the shepherd? Do you have an ear to hear that one who has delivered you? Do you have an ear to hear? And just like Sister Frieda brought out there, there was a time when Elijah, he come, all the things, all the rocks, all the earthquakes, all the fire, all the things that didn't move him in the place where he had come to. And that was when he was on top of his game. God had answered by fire. God had done everything that Elijah had asked him to do. And yet that still wasn't enough. And here he was, a man of God. And I'm speaking to you tonight. There are men and women of God that need to sound my voice right now. You went through and God has answered your prayer. And God has given you victory. And amen, you've been at the top and on the mountain. But all of a sudden, someone, that old Jezebel spirit, began to cry out against you. That old Jezebel spirit, that false prophet, began to speak to you and begin to cause you to run for your life in fear. Hallelujah. When you were up to the top of your game. But I'm telling you, amen, as God spoke to Elijah, he said, Elijah, what are you doing here? And I'm speaking to you now. What are you doing in the cave of destruction, in the cave of darkness? There's no life in the cave, church. There's no life in the cave. When David, amen, had to go to the cave of Adullam, amen, and those 600 men gathered them, those that were in debt, those that were in discouraged, amen, hallelujah, and they had come, amen. Oh, there's no life in the cave, but you need to come out into the light tonight. You need to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he spoke to him in that still, small voice. And the Bible says, verse 12, for when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. Church, I'm speaking to you tonight. There are those of you that need to sound my voice tonight that right now you need to be teaching the word of God. But you know what? You're still being taught. You need to still be taught the first oracles, the very utterances of God. When the time that you should already be teaching this word of God instead of being taught the first principle. You know, the Bible says in James and Jambres, amen, in the book of Timothy, he said they were ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Amen. In church tonight, you need to know, amen, that you need to come. And the Bible says, and you are become such as one that has had need of milk and not of strong meat. He said, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of unrighteousness, for he is a babe. You're still learning. You become unskillful. But you know what? You've done handled this word long enough. You should be skilled. You should be in a skilled trade. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved in 1 Timothy 2:15, I believe it is. Hallelujah. He says, study to show thyself approved, the workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There are those that need to sound my voice. You should be skilled laborers in the word of God, and you should be teachers right now. But you know what? God can do that right now. God can do a miracle right now. He said, but strong meat belongs to them which are full of age, even though by reason of use. You know, you got to use the word of God, church. You got to live by the word of God. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Have those senses exercised to discern both good and evil. When you use the word of God, it causes your senses to be discerning, that discernment of the Spirit. And you can discern between both good and evil. That's what Solomon asked for. Amen. God asked, compared to a dream, what would you ask of me? He said, that I might discern both good and evil for your people. Amen. Such a great people. He said, therefore, verse chapter 6, verse 1, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Not laying again, completion. How are we going through perfection? Completion. Not laying again the foundation of repentance and never turning back to God from dead works. You can't come to this from dead works, church. But he says, and of faith toward God. You have to come by faith in the Lord God. Of the doctrine of baptisms, in other words, this is the foundation, and of the laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. This is what you build upon. And this will we do if God permit. This is what we'll do. For it is impossible. This is what we'll do. For it is impossible for these who were once enlightened. There are those in these semi-voice. You've been enlightened. Your eyes have been opened. You've been partakers of the heavenly gift. You've been partakers of the divine nature of God. You've been living, amen, the good life. And I'm talking about the good thing. I'm not talking about the abundance of the world. I'm talking about the abundance of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, and have tasted of the heavenly gift. He that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, that's what it says in Matthew chapter 5, shall be filled. And were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. You had the Holy Ghost. And have tasted the good word of the God and the powers of the world to come. You tasted that good word. You tasted the power. You've seen the power and the power of the world to come if they shall fall away. In other words, if they shall backslide, if they shall be apostate. To renew them again unto repentance. It's impossible. Why? Seeing they crucify to themselves. You have your own crucifixion. You take the Lord Jesus Christ. You're walking with him. And when you do this, when you fall away, when you backslide, when you apostate, he says, seeing they crucified to themselves, oh, crucify. What shall we do with this one called Jesus? Crucify him, the Son of God afresh. In other words, you re-crucify the Lord Jesus Christ and put him to an open shame. You put him right back on the place of the cross. Church, tonight, Jesus is not on the cross. He's in the heavens, and he wants to live and dwell on the inside of you. But we don't need to put him back on the cross of flesh. We don't need to re-crucify him. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs, just like Sister Green said, you need herbs. It brings forth herbs. Why? Meat for them by whom it is dressed receiveth what? Blessing from God. Now, doesn't this work together? Because that's exactly what Sister Green said in the first little program. But which beareth thorns, they surely receive blessing. But the rain from God, the blessing from God, but here's what it's bringing forth. Should be bringing forth the herb. Should be bringing forth the blessing, just like it did in the Garden of Eden. But here's what it's bringing forth. It's bearing thorns, briars, is rejected, and nigh in the cursing, whose end is to be burned. If it doesn't bring forth fruit, it's going to be gathered and put in the fire. Whether the worm died or not, and the fire is not quenched. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you. Oh, church, you know what? God's got better things for you tonight. No matter what you went through, no matter what you've done tonight, God's got some better things. He can turn those thorns into the roses. He can turn those briars into lilies of the valleys. Hallelujah. And tonight, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that we desire that every one of you do share the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end. Hold on. And here's the thing. He hadn't forgot your labor of love. No matter what you've done, he's remembered. Tonight he's remembering you and he's pleading with you. You're married to him. Amen. You want to get away from him? Some of you want to get away from him. But you know what? You made that vow. And it's time to pay that vow. It's time to come back to your husband. It's time to come back to the shade upon your right hand. Tonight is time to come back to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Sister Green. I didn't mean to take up so much time.
Praise the Lord. It's God's time, Brother John, and it was a wonderful word. And And thank God the scriptures just rolling out of you like that. And when you was talking to Brother Tim Hall, that bared witness with me, and I sure appreciate you obeying the Lord. If you want to be part of this broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. We're coming to you live from Madisonville, Tennessee. We got in about 6:30, and we want to thank the Lord for traveling mercies. And we saw a few wrecks, but, you know, it didn't look like anybody was seriously injured. And I thank the Lord that we just came right on through. And it's about maybe a six-hour drive, and just thank God for that. And at this time, we're going to come to you with this here song. And again, the subject tonight is backslid or backsliding. So you just heard Brother John, and you just heard Sister Frida, and we're going to get Sister Gladys in here just after this song here. Praise God. And I know Sister Gladys likes this song. So do we. And if you're thinking about backsliding, or if you're on the verge of backsliding, I want you to listen to the words of this here song. Praise God. The computer's thinking about it, so.
We had that happen at the church quite a few, too, so don't feel bad.
Oh, goodness.
Come on, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're in the medical field there where I work, and we went computer electronic medical records. They said all these, they've got backup systems and everything, and these will never shut down. The first storm I think we had, we had to go back to paper charts real quick.
That's telling our computers backslide.
Yeah.
Amen. That was good. As soon as I get Sister Glad, as soon as I get you going here, the song will come on. Watch. You go ahead, sis, and obey God. And if it starts singing, just let it go ahead and play, because I won't be able to turn
it off.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay. I will. I want to praise God and thank you for inviting me back again on your broadcast, Sister Joanne. It's good to know you're with blessed people, with Brother and Sister Yearwood. They're awesome people of God, and someday I believe in my heart that God's going to let me meet them, and I'm just thankful you made it okay there on your trip. I want to praise God for the message tonight. You know, backsliding is not a good thing, and this is a subject that reaches so close to home right now. And not only have I backslid in my lifetime, I can tell you from experience it's not a good thing. You don't have peace, you don't have hope, you don't have anything to look forward to. You're empty inside. When you turn away from God, it says seven spirits worse come into your life, and I know that is true. I ended up with what I consider a potty mouth. My mouth was awful, and I just didn't care who I hurt and the things that I did. But I praise God that even in the midnight hour, and even when I did things I wasn't supposed to do, the Holy Ghost...
As I kneel in the dark, in the middle of the night, I'm praying for a short. Lord, I see another valley, it's out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'm looking in the field. But he said, I walk on the water, and I calm the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, it hushed and gave me. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called?
Sister Gladys, I'm so sorry for that. I had a feeling that's
okay. Happened. That's okay. I give God the glory, Sister Joanna. And yes, that is a good song, and I knew that was one that you were going to play after you had mentioned it. And, you know, it encourages my heart, but yet it saddens my heart too. But the main thing to remember is he'll calm the raging sea. And I thank God for that, because sometimes we do go through storms and we wonder if they'll ever stop. But God has promised us in his word that he would make the storm cease, that he had been in the middle of our storm. And I praise him for that. You know, like I was saying, I was at a party and the Holy Spirit whispered to me. And I was a backslider then, but the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and he said, "You don't belong here." And I knew in my spirit I didn't belong there, and I knew I didn't. I was with people that, yes, some of them claim to be friends, but they're not.
As I'm kneeling in the middle of the night, I praying for a assurance that the earth will be mine. Lord, I see another valley, it's out in front. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'm looking in defeat. But he said, "I walked on the water, and I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, it hushed and gave me peace. And he said, "I walked on the water,
Sister Gladys. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I praise God. His word is true, Sister Joanna. You know, His promises are yea and amen. And today, I'm sad to say that I have two backslid children, but I know that God's going to turn the tables. You know, I feel
amen.
Like in the spirit, I've got the devil under my feet, and I'm going to cut his head off. You know, the Lord that I serve, he's my redeemer. He's not set foot off the throne, and he's going to do what he says he's going to do. He said he'd bring my children back, and I give him glory for that. I wanted to start off in Jeremiah 3:14, where it says, "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion." You know, God was still married to the backslider. He's married to the backslider, and he was married to Israel. And even though they went their separate ways, and many of them haven't come back to his grace, he still loves them and still cares about them and still has open arms for them to return into him. They may be scattered right now, but God's going to bring them home. And I want to speak on Isaiah 1:16-18. "Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings. From before mine eyes cease to do evil. Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." I was saying a while ago that when we leave the Lord and we turn our backs on God, he has no choice but to lower the head. And it's like the Bible says, seven spirits worse will come in. And that's when our sins become as scarlet. But he's promised if we come to him and repent that he will erase all those. He will throw them away. And Isaiah 38:16-17, "O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So wilt thou recover me and make me to live. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back." And I thank God, like I said, for the scriptures, because he's promised. You know, we give our children to God, and we may not see what we want to see, but we can't look at circumstances. Faith is not seeing what, it's believing in what we don't see. You know, if we already saw it, that's not faith. But I thank God that he's going to bring my son home, and he's going to preach the word of God. He's going to raise up above that devil, and he's going to reach out to the people, the very ones that have turned him astray. And I thank God that my daughter's going to reach out and break the bonds and chains of people. Today she had an anointed voice. But I'm not going to dwell on those things, Sister Joanna, because God's promises, like I said, are yea and amen, and he'll not turn them away. And I thank him for that. In Isaiah 38:16-17, he said, "O Lord, by these things men live, and all these things is the life of my spirit." I just read that. "So wilt thou recover me." And when he recovers me, he makes us completely whole. He washes out that inner part of our spirits, and we won't hunger for the things in the world, because right now people are reaching for the drugs, they're reaching for the booze, they're reaching for pills and anything and everything to satisfy that emptiness, that void. And the only way that they're going to satisfy that void inside of their hearts is to go back to the Lord Jesus. He said he was there for them, and he continues to be for them. All they have to do is return back. In Jeremiah 24:7, he says, "And I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart." And I look for that day. Sometimes it's sad to see when our loved ones just won't listen, and their heart is hardened, and the world has made them to where they shut down around them, their emotions shut down. They don't seem to worry or care about the people around them and who they touch and affect. But I know this much, the God I serve will redeem them back, and he will bring them and turn their lives around. He'll throw those sins away. And I want to go on to Galatians 6:1-3. You know, I've got the promises of God. if I stand firm on the word of God, that gives me peace. He said, whose mind is set upon him, I'll have perfect peace. The enemy would like to cause a distraction in my life, but God's got too much for me and my husband to do for him, and I'm not going to let these things stir me up. You know, at this point in time, we had to make some decisions, and, you know, when we're trying to live holy before the Lord, we have to have standards. And sometimes when our children don't want to live up to our standards, we have to turn them away. But God knows all about it, and I'm not want to share my business too much. But I just know that my God will take care of my children. He promises me that. In Galatians 6, 1 through 3, he says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. You know, you wouldn't believe the times I've seen many people that have tried to come back to the house of God, and there's so many times you'll hear whispering, and they'll be saying, I wonder how long they'll last this long. Where is the love of God? When someone kneels at the altar and they're truly sincere and repentant, then we need to embrace those brothers and sisters and help them along the way. Sometimes people get misguided. They get confused with all these false doctrines and every wind and the things that are blowing around, and they're teaching our children false doctrines and wrong teaching. Then, you know, the enemy feels like he's got them in his back pocket. And I believe honesty in my heart, and it saddens me greatly and makes me angry, is the tool of today as the devil wants to take these children out one by one by the drug. But I know it doesn't have to be. I know, like I've said many times, a drug addict doesn't want to be a drug addict. A prostitute doesn't want to be a prostitute. But God will embrace them and love them right where they are. And that's what we need to do when they walk in the church house doors. We need to let them know and show them the light of God, and let them see that they can turn their lives around. I have two more scriptures. Luke 15, 4 through 6. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doeth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. You know, there's a lot of bruised people today. There's a lot of people that are heartbroken, and they don't know which way to go. You know, all they see is the bills mounting up. They see that their families turned away. They feel loneliness. But the last days are here, and we're walking in them. But we need to be strong, and we need to let the people know around us that Jesus has not changed. God has not changed. He's the same today and yesterday, and he'll be the same forever. And I praise God tonight. And it's going to be a little bit of a struggle, but I know that God will help me each day. And I'm not going to give the devil one ounce of glory, because I know that God's going to turn my children's hearts around. He's already promised me that, Sister Joanna. When you do the will of God, he will bless you with the things that he says he will do in the Word of God. I want to turn it back over to you, and I thank you once again for blessing me to be on your broadcast.
Praise God, Sister Gladys. And again, I sure do apologize for that song playing, and don't you know it's playing again actually right now as we speak, but I had a chance to get the volume turned down, so
okay.
To God be all the glory, and
yes,
thank
amen.
God for all of y'all. Everybody's preached really good tonight, and again, our subject is on backslid or backsliding, and our phone number is 347-989-8862. And if this is pertaining to you, we encourage you to call in. And if you want prayer, we'll sure pray for you. But you just come on back to God. You know, his arms are wide open. And you know, one thing about the prodigal son, you know, and I know Brother John has mentioned that scripture about that the Lord is married to the backslider, and he sure is. And but you know, the prodigal son, he still had to come back to the Father's house. And the Lord loves us all, thank God. You know John 3:16, how he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. But, you know, he wants you to call upon him. He wants you to pray. He says, you have not because you ask not. And I'm not going to preach, but I just wanted to just share with you with the Lord for a moment what he had, what I had on my heart. But, you know, the backslider, he's married to him, but they still have to come back to the fold. When Jesus, like Sister Gladys was talking about, he left the 99 and he went after the one and he brought the one back, and they all rejoiced. And so, you know, and right before that, their scripture, she was talking about, I believe it talked about the woman that lost a piece of silver, and how she had swept her floor, and she was looking for that piece, and when she found it, she called for her neighbors, and she wanted them to rejoice with her. And a while back, maybe 2 weeks ago, I had had a dream. I want to tell it really quick, and I wanted to share this at church, but I'm not going to have a chance to tell it. I had a dream that I was at my job where I work now, and I was up in the front, and I work in the medical. I'm a medical assistant, and I work in the back office. You know, I bring the patients back, give the shots, do EKGs, what have you, draw the blood, whatever the doctor needs. Well, I was up in the front where the medical receptionists are, and this is in a dream. And it was on a Tuesday, I believe it was, and I remember that someone had asked me at the workplace, have I seen the American flag that's out on our post, on the pole, that it was half-staff. And I said, no, I didn't see that. And then the voice that was walking with me said, come and see. So I went and I looked out the window, and there was it was all darkness, and there was a tree that had been, looked like it was either burnt or dead, I'm not sure. But the flagpole went up through the tree, and the tree looked like it had been topped out and just completely chopped out of it. And the flag was half staff. And I thought to myself, who has died in America where they had drawn the flag halfway? They either call it half mask or half staff. Well, in my dream, it was half staff. Well, then the next day, the dream was on a Wednesday night. Thursday, I go into my job. We had a meeting, and there was in my mailbox a letter saying that everybody needed to be employed here. They have to prove either they had went to school and have a degree, and it had to be an associate degree or higher, and they had to be able to prove their diploma, or they had to been certified through the American Association of Medical Applied Science or something like that. I can't remember how it says, but it's to do with across America. And many staff members are losing their job, not just per se at my job, but across America, because this has to do with Medicare and Medicaid. It's government. And they have to be able to see that the employers, to do anything in an electronic medical record, they have to be some type of diploma or certification. Now, back in the day, people were grandfathered in, and they were trained on the job. And to be a medical assistant, you didn't have to have a certain degree. You could be trained on the job. So people that have been working in the medical field as medical assistants for the last probably 20 years and on, 30 years, whatever, they don't have that degree. They're going to have to go take a $400 test and a four-hour-long test that they've never been trained at. So they've got 3 Saturdays that they have to learn how to do this. And anyway, I had to show my diploma by April the 15th, and I could not find it. We're in the middle of moving, and we packed things, put it in storage. So I know what the lady had felt like when she couldn't find her piece of silver. And I'm going somewhere with this right now. If you're out there and you're backslid, you know God will rejoice and the angels will rejoice if you come back to him. Just as much as I cared about that diploma, my livelihood, and across America. You see, across America, the flag was half-staff. And to be half-staff, that when we are employed, we call it staff, that we are the staff in that building. praise the Lord, and across America was half staffed. So many people are losing their jobs across this here. And we don't know how much longer we can be on Blog Talk Radio spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you, if you're backslid tonight, you better get back on board with Jesus and get your name written there in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to turn it over to Brother Yearwood. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate you. I tell you, talking about backsliding, that lets me know. You know, one time or another, I'm not proud of it at all, but one time I backslid for a while. And, you know, I'm just sitting here and thinking, and God being my witness, knowing that he let me pray over three people that was completely dead. I mean, graveyard dead. And two of them, God raised up and brought them back to life. And I praise God for it. And the third one, I helped preach her funeral. But, you know, after I backslid, that was happened before I backslid. And after I backslid, I could see every service that I was in. And I could see where God had blessed me. And, you know, the Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. And that was hard. To know that God had done great and mighty works through us, then just be backslid. And I know tonight, my friend, if you're out there backslid or thinking about backsliding, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have a miserable life before you, because the ways of a transgressor is hard. I guarantee every service that you've ever in, the Holy Ghost had moved in. You'll see that service, and you'll know, praise God, all the things that God done for you and all the things that you've seen him do and all the other services that you've been in where God used other great people. Praise God, you're going to study about that, my friend, but I'm telling you, tonight, praise God, the subject is on backsliding and backsliding. If you're thinking about it, as Sister Joanne said there a while ago, and Brother John said, I believe Brother Hicks said if that backslider had just prayed one more time, he wouldn't have backslid. Just prayed one more prayer, and he got a hold of God and let the power of the Holy Ghost come down and touch his life. He wouldn't know how to glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He wouldn't have backslid. But praise God, I'm telling you tonight, there's a place that you need to come back to. Just like the prodigal son, he was a backslider. He left his home. He told his father, he said, Father, give me all of my goods. And he took his goods and he went. And he spent everything that he had, wasteful, just throwing it away, just living it up. But whenever he found out that he would eat, the Bible said he would eat with the hogs. He'd eat the husk with the hogs if any man would give it to him. But no man would give it to him. But he rose up and he said, I have more at my father's house. Praise God, he went back home to his father. And that's what you need to do tonight. You're out there backsliding. You need to just turn around and turn your life back and say, I'm going back home. For there's more in my father's house than what I've got here. Praise God, I'm telling you tonight. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that I realized that there were more back in the father's house. Praise God, he'll put that ring on your finger. He'll put that robe on you, and he'll put the sandals on you, and he will kill the fattest calf to give to you, my friend. If you'll just turn back to the Father and just call upon him, praise God, I thank God for it. Hallelujah. I didn't mean to say that. I was off on a different subject, but praise God, I thank God tonight that we can cry out to him. He will hear. Praise God, and I tell you, sister, I was talking about her kids being backslid. I've got five out there, but I tell you what, I'm standing on the promises of God's word. He said, if I only believe, he's going to save my household. And I may not live to see it, but I know that there are not going to be one of them go to hell because I refuse to let the devil have every one of them. Praise God, I'm trusting in the Almighty God that he's going to bring them back. I don't know what kind of a shape they may get in before, but they're going to come back home. I tell you, they're going to come back because I'm going to believe and I'm going to trust God that he's going to hear my prayer and he's going to answer. He said he heard our prayers and he answers them. Praise God, I'm looking forward for that time that we can all worship together in the church together. Praise God, I know God's dealing with them because our oldest daughter called us here the other day and told us, said, Daddy, can you come to me? And we went to her, and she was all strung out. Praise God, and her husband was all strung out. They said they were seeing things flying around their head in the house. But we prayed for them, and Betty took the Bible and kept it down on top of Deidre. And whenever she done that, she went out, just went into the floor. I thank God. God is still answering prayers. I tell you, she is not walking where she ought to walk, but she's going to be walking because God said that I will save your household if you'll only believe, just like he did that old jailer. Praise God, that jailer, he had a charge laid on him that he was going to keep them in prison, and if they let him go, he would be killed. But praise God, whenever they come out to him, they told him, said, we're all still here. And he said, what can I do? What can I do to have eternal life? What can I do to be saved? And Peter told him, said, just only believe, and your whole house will be saved. Praise God, that's the scriptures that I'm going to stand on, that my whole house is going to be saved. Praise God, I'm thanking God tonight for their soul, for their salvation, because I know if I thank him for them, he's going to call them in. He's going to ring their bell, and they're going to have to answer. And praise God, I thank God for it because I know I've got one that's a running that's supposed to be a minister. He's 38 years old, but praise God, he's going to come in one day. He's going to be a minister in the Word of God because God told me that he would before he was ever born. I prophesied of him, and I'm still prophesying that he's going to be a minister of the gospel because God told me to ask for him. And I asked for him, and God gave him to us. And I thank God that God's word is forever settled in heaven. It will never change. It will never. God will never go back on his word. Whatever he told you, my friend, he will stand on it. That's all we've got to do is just take the word and stand on it. Praise God. I'm going to let Betty read some here for us. Just a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Jeremiah 3, starting with verse 21. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's look back in that verse 21. All right, it said, a voice was heard upon the high place, weeping and supplication of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their ways, and they have forgotten the Lord thy God. You know, that's what the backsliders does today. They converted their ways. They turned away from the Lord. They turned their back up on God. But my friend, I'm going to tell you, God's going to get their number. He's going to call up on them one day after a while, and they're going to have to do something. And let's look into verse 22 there. Return, ye backsliders, backsliding children, and I will hear your back. I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Praise the Lord. Truly, in vain is salvation hope for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. You know, praise God, truly tonight there is a hope in the Lord. There is a salvation for Israel. And you know, I can't recall exactly which one it is, but he said, I believe it was Paul talking about pray for Israel that they might be saved. That's what we need to do tonight, pray for Israel that they might be saved. You know, praise God, God has chose them people, and they've all turned their back upon him. A lot of them has. I know there are some of them coming back to the Lord today. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. The people that have turned their back upon God need to return. They need to turn around and start back home because if they don't, they'll not get their sins ever forgiven. Praise God, but they can get their sins forgiven and just trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Sister Betty to read some more here.
1 Kings 11, verse 9 and 10. And the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice and had commanded him concerning this thing that he should not go after other gods, but he kept not that which the Lord commanded.
Amen. Praise God. You know, that's what's wrong today. People have turned their backs and they've gone after these strange gods. But I'm going to tell you something. That strange God will not be able to answer you. That strange God don't hear you whenever you pray. Praise God. But I know one that does hear, and his name is Jesus. He hears your cry. My friend, if you'll just cry out to him, he will hear, and he will answer. I'm thanking God tonight because I know that I know that God does hear, and he does answer the prayer request. I know a lot of times it may not be what we want to hear, but God does answer, and God will give us our correct answer. All we've got to do is just stand on top of the mountain. Praise God, and just cry out to him. He will hear and he will answer. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight what God is doing for this radio broadcast because I tell you, God is reaching out across this land. He's touching the people across this world and calling them in. All they've got to do is just turn their lives around and come to him. If they've never been saved, they're not a backslider. They just need to come and say, Lord, here I am. Praise God, here I am, Lord. I just want you to come into my life and just turn me around and make me whole. Paul said, behold, all old things passed away, and I become a new creature in Christ Jesus. You may be a backslider out there tonight. You may be walking a strange way. going on a strange road. But my friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, you need to turn around and get on the right road. Get on the highway that is called holiness. No unclean things will be walking thereon. Praise God, I'm looking forward for being on that road. There ain't going to be no unclean things going to be on it. Just going to be room for me and the Lord. Hallelujah. Walking side by side on that road. There ain't going to be no wide way to go into the kingdom of God. There ain't going to be no many ways. There ain't but one way. Jesus said, I am the way. Praise God, there ain't no other way to go tonight but through Jesus. He's the only way, my friend, tonight. That if you're a backslider, he's the only road. And you don't know that. All you need to do is just turn your life around and come back to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to ask you to read some more.
Jeremiah 2:19. Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore, and see that it is an evil thing and bitter, that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, the Lord, he loved us enough. Praise God. There he says in verse 19, thy own weakness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore, praise God, hallelujah, and see that it is an evil thing and bitter, that shall have forgiven, forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. Praise God. I tell you, tonight, my friend, God is looking for people that will turn around. And, you know, hallelujah, I'm going to ask you to read some more. Praise God. I tell you, God is doing something tonight in this word here. I know that there's somebody out there that's needing this. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Luke 9:62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow is, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
Amen. Praise God. No man. Jesus said there, he said in Luke 9:62, it says, and Jesus said unto him, no man have put his hands to the plow and looketh back is fit for the kingdom of God. You know, tonight, my friend, you've been a backslider. You had your hands to the plow at one time, and you was walking uprightly one time right before God, and you was being pleasing unto God, but you turned your back upon him. And I tell you what, hallelujah, I know there's a lot of people, and there's a teaching going on this day and time that if you've been once saved, you're always saved. You can't never be lost. But the word there just told me, praise God, that there ain't no man ever put his hands to the plow and looketh back is fit for the kingdom of God. No man, hallelujah. If you've been backsliding and if you die in that shape, the Bible said how a tree fall, so shall it lie. And however that you fall, if you fall to the east or to the west, my friend, that's where you're going to be risen up. And if you fall in sin, are you going to be risen in sin? And all the goods that you've ever done will never be remembered for you. It'll never help you a bit. But praise God, you can turn your life around, and you can come back and be a fit kingdom, a fit for the kingdom of God. I tell you, it's a time that people need to realize where we stand and where we're walking at. It's time that we need to realize the road that we're traveling down. Praise God, I tell you, if you're walking down a road and you don't feel nothing, and you don't see nothing happening, you need to stop and check up on your payments. There used to be an old song, a preacher friend of mine, I used to sing it, I'm just checking up on my payments to the Lord. My friend, I'm just asking you tonight to check up on your payments to the Lord. See where that you stand. See the walk that you're walking, the talk that you're talking, and see where you stand with God, because you're going to have to stand with him if you want to walk on the streets of gold. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Galatians 5:7. You did run well. Who did hinder ye or hinder you that you should not obey the truth?
Praise God. Now, you did run well. See, that's somebody that was running well, Brother Green. Running with the Lord, and was walking with the Lord, and he knowed the way. But praise God, who did hinder? What did hinder him from running this race? Running this patience. I'll tell you who hindered him. It was Satan. It was that slew foot, the same one that come to Eve in the garden. Adam and Eve had a garden. They didn't have to worry about a thing. But praise God, the old slew foot come to her, and he deceived her. And then he deceived them from walking on the right road. And they got cast out of the garden. That's the way that we are today. If we heed to that spirit of Satan, we'd be casted down. We'd be casted out of the garden. But praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that we can know who's hindering. And I'm so thankful tonight that I know, hallelujah, that the devil, he's out there trying to deceive the very elect, if it was possible. But praise God, we don't have to be deceived. We just need to stay in the Word. Just like I was telling Brother Green there tonight, I'm not bragging, I'm not boasting on myself or on Betty, but we've done went through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation this year, and we've done started back. We're going to be back. When we go back again, we'll be in the 22nd chapter of Genesis. Reading it again. Studying the Word. Hallelujah. I tell you, that's where you, that you're going to know what road you're walking on. That's the path that we need to study. This is a road map. This 1611 King James Version Bible, it's a road map that will take you into the right road. It will take you into the kingdom of God, and that you can walk on that road. My friend, I'm so thankful tonight. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God right here tonight. Hallelujah. I feel him. Hallelujah. Strong. And I just praise God for what he's doing for us. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Go ahead and read some more.
Galatians 3:1. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you?
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, he's asked you a question there. Praise God. He's a foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that ye shall not obey the truth. You know, praise God, that's what the devil is doing out there today. That's the reason I believe I heard Brother John say that they were, he was listening to a broadcast where the young middle-aged people around 30-something years old, a lot of them didn't even believe that the Word of God was true. That's who has bewitched them, the devil. He's told them all of these things. He's showed them all these easy ways. He's telling them, I'll tell you what the devil used to tell me back before I ever made it right with the Lord, that I could just live any old way and do any old thing that I wanted to do. And whenever it come down to judgment, all I'd have to do was just curse the Lord and he would turn me in. But praise God, I'm so glad that I realized when I was 20. 25 years old, 1975, that the Lord had something for me better than what I was doing. Praise God, I'm so thankful that I heed to the call of God and that I hear his voice and that I heard him say, I forgive you. That's the greatest words that you can ever hear is that I forgive. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. And he said, I forgive. He said, I take your sins from you, and I put them as far from east to the west from you. I put them into a sea, in the depths of the sea, to never be remembered against you. Hallelujah. I tell you what, it's something tonight, my friend. If you're a backslider, get your sins put in that sea to never be remembered against you. Oh, praise God. I'm so thankful. But ain't I, praise God, God don't even remember no sins that I ever done because he forgave me, and he can't lie. He said he would forgive me, praise God, and not even remember them against me. Oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I've done a lot of things that I'm ashamed of, but praise God, ain't nobody can fish them up but the devil. He'll fish them up sometimes and throw them at me, and I just say, Lord, you're going to have to fight this battle. This is not my battle, but it's yours. And the Lord always step in. In a few minutes, I feel a freedom of the Almighty coming in. And whenever he comes in, praise God, I feel a shout coming on. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'd rather shout than to be beat down with something that the devil try to obey and try to throw us down. But greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Praise God.
2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, hallelujah, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Praise God. Praise God. Let me see that verse right there. Praise God. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name, you know, praise God. He's not talking to the one down at the bar room. He's not talking to the one down at the dance hall. But he's talking to the church.
Amen.
And he's saying, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Praise God. You know, he's talking to the Christian people there. He ain't talking, praise God, to the one that never had known the Lord. He ain't talking to the one that... that's always been in the bar room, but he's talking to the ones, hallelujah, that used to walk up rightly before him. He's talking to the Christian people. You know, it sounds to me like somebody that's confessing the Lord to be their Savior. They need to turn and kneel down a little bit and get on their knees and cry out before God that he will forgive us our sins and he will heal our land. I tell you, God is wanting to do this for you and I tonight. But we've got to first get the sins out of our own lives. Hallelujah. The people that God has called by his name, hallelujah, the ones that is saying, Lord, you forgave me. Now, praise God, we've still got sin in the camp. God is looking for people that will humble themselves and pray and seek his face, and he will forgive us of our sins, and he will heal us, our land. I praise God tonight, hallelujah, for everything that God has said and everything that God has done through this service here tonight. I'm going to have to get over here and let Brother Green obey the Lord a little while. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you. We'll be on next Tuesday night. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. It's good to
hear good preaching, and I'll tell you, that's some of the best I've heard, and I thank God for the ministers that's come on tonight. I tell you, no matter how long you was on, I tell you, it was good. Everything's been good. And I thank those that's listening in tonight. I thank you for listening in. And I'm going to say a few words here tonight. I thank the Lord that, you know, we don't have to backslide. You know, people do backslide. But, you know, you don't have to backslide. But, you know, the Bible says that we're drawn away of our own lust. Praise God. And we feel the Spirit of God in this house here tonight. We thank God that His Spirit is a dwelling in here, and He's a dwelling in us, and we're walking in the light. And I tell you, we don't want nobody to bewitch us tonight. We want to stay true to God. We want to hold on and never turn back. I tell you, there's a lot of backsliders. I'd say if you went through the town of Madisonville, Tennessee tonight, and you knocked on the doors of the people that live here and in this community and vicinity, I would say you would run into a lot of people that said, I used to go to church and I used to be a Christian. And many of them might say, I'm still a Christian, but I don't attend church anywhere. And, you know, there's many reasons why people don't attend church tonight. There's some of them that's just not able to attend church. But thank God, if you're able, you ought to get yourself up and go to the house of God. The Bible tells us, you know, tonight not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you'd see the day approaching. You know, Christ is coming back. You know, we can see that the day of the Lord is approaching. When we begin to look at the signs of the times and we see the things that's going on in the law system in America today, when we see the laws that's being passed and we see the standard that's being tore down, you know, we can see that Antichrist is on the march. We can see that the day of the Lord is going to come sometime soon, no doubt. And I tell you, I wouldn't want to be a backslider tonight. I wouldn't want to be in the shoes of a backslider tonight. So if you're a backslider and you're out there tonight, or maybe you're a church person, you go to church, but you still ain't living right. You know in your heart that you're going through the motions, but you still ain't living right. You know that in your heart you're backslid on God. You know, I was thinking tonight, I was thinking about David. You know, David was a king of Israel. He was the second king, and the Bible said that he was a man after God's own heart. And Samuel went down, I believe it was Jesse, to his father Jesse's house, and he anointed young David to be king over Israel. And he done that because Saul had backslid on God. And I'll tell you tonight, God put his anointing on Saul, the first king of Israel. And, you know, Saul was turned into another man. And the Bible said that he prophesied with the prophets. But on down the line, he began to disobey God. And I'll tell you tonight, if you're thinking about backsliding, don't you do it. If you're thinking about leaving the house of God, don't you do it. If you're going to turn your back on God, don't go back to what you used to be before you came to Christ. But get yourself purged. The Bible said that we can be purged from our old ways, that we can be clean. He said, if any man sin, he said, we have an advocate with the Father. Praise God. He said, I would that you sin not. You know, there's sin. Like Brother Yearwood said, there's sin in the camp. You know, we go into the house of God many times in different places. And, you know, sometimes you hear people talking. You don't have to guess whether they're living right sometimes. You know, the things that's coming out of their mouth is defiling them. Praise God. But I tell you, we need to get our house in order. Praise God. As like that one king, you know, the prophet came to him and said, get your house in order. You're going to die. And he turned his face to the wall and he began to pray. Now, I want my house in order when Amen. Jesus comes. And I don't know when he's coming, but I know that he's coming. And I was thinking about David. You know, he had Uriah killed and put into the heat of the battle, and he did it because he was trying to cover up sin. But I'll tell you, friend, tonight, don't you try to cover up sin. Just go to God, confess your sin to God. You know, everybody don't need to know where you messed up at, and you don't need to tell everybody. You don't need to go into some little booth and tell the priest what I've done, all the bad things I've done in my life, because I tell you, when you go to spreading it to man, you know, it'll get out. And
amen,
they'll begin to talk about you and point their finger. You know, I hear about people, well, sometimes somebody will say, do you know what they done 20 years ago? Well, friend, what they done 20 years ago was 20 years ago.
Amen.
And, you know, they may be closer to God today than you are, so don't be pointing your finger at them, praise God.
Amen.
I beget your own house in order. I've seen them. It's a shame to say, but I've seen people run in a house of God to somebody else and say, oh, this one's doing this and that and this and that. And, oh, what a sin. Sometimes it ain't hardly nothing worth talking about. And I don't need to know, and you don't need to know what peoples are doing. Why don't you get on your knees and begin to pray and talk to God and praise God, and he might get him straightened out or her straightened out and get you straightened out too. Praise God. If I got a beam in my own eye, I don't need to be worrying about some little splinter in somebody else's
Amen.
Eye, but I need to get down in the prayer closet and I need to be talking to God, and I need to get that beam out of my eye. Praise God.
Amen.
I tell you, we don't need division in the house of God. That's the work of the devil. And you know the devil is the accuser of the brethren, and he's trying to put wedges between the children of God, and he's trying to split the church. And Jesus said, a house divided cannot stand. You know, we didn't get called into this to run people out of the church. We got called into this to try to get them in the church. Why would we go door to door, knock on doors, and try to get people in, and then turn around and try to run them off when they get about half grown in the Lord, and then we try to kill them and kick them out of the church? But the Lord said, in the book of John, the third John, John said, don't you follow that stuff that's evil. Praise God, but follow that is good. Praise God. I believe it was John said to that church, he said, somebody there loved to have the preeminence, and they forbid some to preach and cast some out of the church. And I'll tell you tonight, friend, we need to be trying to get them back in. If somebody's, backslid on God, we want to get them in before they fall away. Brother John was a preaching there in Hebrews about how that people fall away. And once they have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come, we need to pray. Friend, I think we're down to a couple minutes here, but I tell you, don't lose out with God. Get back to the house of God. We're going to pray over. Sister Betty's got another prayer request here. She's going to read it to us. We're going to pray.
A friend of ours, Wesley Choplin, he's a Church of God priest. His daughter-in-law, Sherry Choplin, was in a wreck on Sunday in Cleveland, Tennessee, and she's been on a ventilator ever since, and she's had 3 surgeries already, so keep her in your prayers. She's needing a miracle.
All right, let's pray.
Sister Bonnie Burke says, remember her. She's not feeling well, also for her family. Also, Tina Coger says, remember people that's been around her. Connie Whittle says, remember her family. Remember she's having pain. Pray for her and her right knee. Also, Heather Green says, unspoken request. Lord, in the name
Heavenly
of Jesus,
Father, we come to you, Father, we pray for you, Father, we pray for you, Father, we pray for you,
Remember, brother, your broadcast next week on Friday night, Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's Brother Yearwood and Sister Yearwood. It's Reaching the World for Christ, Blog Talk Radio, at 6 o'clock on Tuesday night. Praise God. See y'all next Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and God bless y'all. God bless.
God bless you guys, too.
God bless.